Word of God in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Text for our sermon this morning is verse 2 of Psalm 23. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, brief, simple, easy to memorize, yet what profound and comprehensive comfort is found in the words of Psalm 23. We have that comfort because Jehovah is the shepherd. He is the mighty yet tender shepherd of his sheep in and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as his sheep, we know and are confident of that. We're confident that we belong to him so that we can confess Jehovah is my shepherd. Therefore, I am his sheep. And in that confidence of belonging to Jehovah God, we have the confidence that he will provide for us all that we stand in need of. Having Jehovah as our shepherd, our confession is, I shall not want. I don't lack anything. I never have lacked anything in the past. I don't lack anything now in the present. And going forward into the future, I shall not lack. With those opening words, the psalm then proceeds to describe all of the ways in which Jehovah God provides for us. Having Jehovah as our shepherd, we don't lack for rest or guidance. We don't lack for comfort. And for correction, we don't lack for provision or hope. We have all that we need, having Jehovah as our shepherd. What our text this morning emphasizes is that having Jehovah as our shepherd, we do not want for rest and peace. When we think of the words of verse 2, the idea that often comes to mind is that of nourishment, being in the green pastures and beside the waters so that our spiritual needs are filled. Though that's not totally out of view here, the main thing that verse is emphasizing is rest. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And he leadeth me beside the still waters, literally the waters of quietness. It's the lying down and the quietness, the stillness and the rest that's emphasized in this passage. Belonging to Jesus Christ, we have rest, peace, quietness, and tranquility. How we need that. As we live in the midst of a world of turmoil and as we press on in the Christian life with the struggle against sin and all the burdens that God lays upon us, we need rest and quietness. Do you know that need in your own life? Are you weary? Worn out? Exhausted? Where do you look for the quietness and the rest of soul that's needed? That rest is found only in one place. It's found alone in our Lord Jesus Christ, who to us, His sheep, gives peaceful rest. Let's consider the words of our text this morning under the theme, My Shepherd's Rest. First, the need for it. Secondly, the provision of it. And then thirdly, the blessedness of it. To understand the need that we have for rest, we can understand that by considering sheep and the need that they have for rest. From this passage, as well as other passages of God's Word, there's an indication of the need that sheep have for a shepherd to give them rest. And from a number of different points of view, at least five ways in which sheep need a shepherd to give them rest. First of all, sheep need a shepherd to give them rest because they in themselves are weak and easily wearied by the way in which they must go. When we think of sheep as the Bible describes them, we ought not picture in our mind miles and miles of rolling hills of green pastures and these nice pens in which the sheep can be found where there's always plenty to eat. In the promised land, the landscape was often brown and barren and rocky, and there'd be a little patch of grass here and then another patch of grass over here, and the sheep constantly had to be led from this pasture on through some difficult terrain to some other little pasture. The sheep were not hardy creatures. They're weak. They easily weary. The way is difficult for them. And without the leading of the shepherd, they never find a place to rest. They'd never be able themselves to locate that quiet stream and that nice green pasture in which they can lie down and rest. That idea is conveyed in Genesis 33, verses 13 and 14, where Jacob is speaking of his sheep and says, "The flocks and herds with young are with me, and if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. I will lead on softly." Sheep need tender, gentle care. You can't overdrive them in a day or they perish. They need a shepherd who will give them rest. Secondly, sheep need rest from fear. If there's fear in the heart of a sheep, he will not lie down peacefully in rest. He'll always be on edge. And sheep are easily fearful. They're skittish creatures. Even if there's some little small disturbance, something that's totally harmless, a small little rabbit that hops up out of the grass and that startles the sheep and they'll run in a panic. Even the mothers that are about to lamb, if there's something that scares them, they'll run off in terror and keep on running and running until they drop the lamb. And if one sheep begins to run and there's terror in that sheep, the other sheep maybe didn't even realize what the problem was, but all of a sudden they're filled with fear and they're running as well. To rest, to lie down, Sheep must be delivered from fear. Thirdly, sheep will not lie down and rest if there's friction in the flock. That idea comes out from the Word of God in Ezekiel 34, where God's Word describes the church as a flock of sheep and then speaks of sorrows among them. Verse 21, for example, because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed all the diseased with your horns till ye have scattered them abroad. And then verse 19 says, and as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. As chickens have their pecking order, so sheep have their budding order. And one powerful, dominant sheep will thrust and push with head and shoulder all of the other sheep to try and put them in their place. And even if there's one sheep that's way off on its own, way out there, that dominant sheep will go out to that one and shove that one around to establish his position. That dominant sheep will also trample underfoot and foul up the nice grass so that the other sheep don't have that, and will foul up the clean water so that it's reserved for him, and then he keeps the others from enjoying that. That one is a bully. And that creates tension and friction in the flock. And where there's that tension in the flock, the sheep will not lie down and rest. Fourth, sheep need rest from the shepherd on account of disease and injury. Ezekiel 34 again speaks of the proneness of sheep to be diseased and sick and broken. Verse 16, I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick. As sheep are being led from one pasture to another along this uneven terrain, they can very easily become injured. There are flies and all kinds of other bugs that pass around a disease from one sheep to another sheep. Sheep on their own might eat some plant that poisons them or drink up some water that's foul and filthy and filled with all kinds of parasites. And if they're injured and sick, they're unsettled and they don't lie down and rest. And then fifth, sheep need rest from the shepherd on account of hunger and thirst. And that's conveyed in our text here, because the shepherd makes the sheep lie down, rest peacefully, in a green pasture, in a long, still water. It's there that the sheep are fed and nourished. On its own, the sheep doesn't know where the green pastures are and might devour something that's bad for it, so that on its own it's hungry and the sheep can't find the quiet waters where it can drink. And on its own is thirsty. With a gnawing stomach of hunger and thirst, sheep will not lie down and rest. It's striking how all of those things that the Word of God indicates with respect to sheep apply to us. Such a fitting illustration of who we are, how weak and how we are, and how dependent upon the shepherd. And all of those same ways do we stand in need of rest. Rest on account of the weariness of the way in which God leads us. God is leading us along life's pathway, and we know where the end is and the home in heaven that awaits us there. But the journey is difficult From a certain point of view, of course, it's very, very brief, but from our perspective, it often seems to stretch on for so, so long, mile after endless mile. And that way is often filled with so many sorrows and hardships and difficulties. The way before us is uncertain. We don't know what the next step will bring. The way before appears to us to be very, very dark. That leaves us exhausted. We feel weary. We feel worn out on account of the way that's before us. We need rest. Not just rest for the body, but rest for the soul. And if we're not rested and renewed in strength, and how is it that we're able to keep going, to press on and to go forward? We need rest from fear. Like sheep, we are fearful creatures. That's true for all of us to one degree or another, from the little child who has his childish fears to the grown up and the mature who have our grown up fears. There are so many real and perceived threats and dangers that we feel. There are the fears we face on the reality of the circumstances of our lives, and then all of the fears we have about the future and the uncertainty of it. And filled with those fears, we don't know rest. We need rest from any friction in the flock. As it can be the case in a flock of sheep, so sadly it can be the case in the Church of Jesus Christ that there's tension, there's friction. And that's the case because, like sheep, each one of us is foolish, stubborn, selfish, hard-headed. And in our pride and selfishness, we're tempted to knock heads, butt heads one with another in the church because we want our own way. We're tempted to bully another, to push that one around and to put them down in order to put ourselves up. Where there's that friction and tension in the flock, there's not quietness and rest. We need rest on account of disease and injury. And what that refers to, according to the Word of God, is our own sins. For example, Psalm 51, verse 8, this is David, of course, speaking of his own sins. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. And Psalm 103, verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And what those broken bones and those diseases are referring to is the full reality of our sins. There's the awful guilt that we experience when we've fallen into sin and live, for example, with unconfessed sin. There's the terrible shame that we carry on account of our sins, including the awful sins of our youth. There's the power of certain sins in our lives, besetting temptations that we battle. And though not the main thing, there are still the hard consequences of sin that we know in our lives. It's like a bone that's broken. It's like an awful disease, sin. And apart from deliverance from that, we do not know rest. And we need rest on account of hunger and thirst. We have spiritual life, and in through our Lord Jesus Christ, a spiritual life that can never be taken away. And the evidence of that spiritual life in us is a spiritual hunger and a spiritual thirst. And if that hunger and thirst is not satisfied, it's not that we can lose our spiritual life, but it certainly can be weakened in us. We need to be fed, we need to be nourished, we need to be brought to the green pastures and beside the still waters. And with a satisfied soul, then to rest. How we need rest. And in our great need, we have a great Savior to supply our need. We have Jehovah God as our shepherd, who's revealed himself to be such, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what our Savior supplies to us so that we can say, I want and lack nothing, is rest. He provides quietness and peace in our souls and refreshment and strength to press on. And all of those five areas that we just spoke about with respect to our need, our Savior alone satisfies. It's our Good Shepherd who provides us rest on account of the weariness of the way that He leads us. Sheep need a shepherd. They need a shepherd to guide them along the path, to make sure that they don't overdrive themselves in a day and perish. They need a shepherd to scout out a green pasture in which they can eat and lay down peacefully. The passage indicates it's the shepherd who makes the sheep lie down. Only he can do that. So with our shepherd, he makes us lie down by giving us rest on account of the weariness of the way in which we go. He gives us rest in our soul by instructing us that all of these things are ordained by Him every step of the way, sovereignly determined. He gives us rest by causing us to know the comfort of the gospel that He'll never leave us or forsake us. That nothing that we experience in this life can separate us from His love. He gives us rest, knowing that He's with us, guides us, He'll give to us the strength we need to go on. Our shepherd supplies us rest in delivering us from fear. For sheep, the mere presence of the shepherd amongst the flock settles them and calms them. They know that the shepherd is here. Any threat that there is, he'll ward that off and defend us. So that the presence of the shepherd as the caretaker and the protector settles the sheep so that they lie down. Our shepherd provides us with rest by delivering us from fear. He delivers us from fear by directing us to Himself, to the comfort of knowing He's with us. He's in the midst of His church. He's with me personally at all times. He's even in me by His Holy Spirit and the presence of the shepherd with me in all of my earthly sojourn settles me. I need not live in terror of my present circumstances because the shepherd is with me, and I need not live in fear about all these perceived fears and worries about the future because I know my shepherd will never leave and he's with me. Shepherd gives us rest by delivering us from any friction and tension in the flock. Takes a shepherd with a strong but tender hand to deliver the flock from that friction. To have the the stubborn and the hard-headed to be put in his place. The presence of the shepherd keeps all of the sheep at peace with one another. So also in the Church of Christ, Christ delivers from the friction and the tension in which we would live with one another apart from him. And he does that by reminding me, first of all, of who I am. I am that foolish, stubborn, hard-headed sheep. And he reminds me of who the other sheep are. That they're his, that he loves them, that they're precious to him. He gave his life for them. And he reminds me who I am, rather who he is. He reminds me that he is the good shepherd. If there's any priority or preeminence in the flock, it's the place of the shepherd. It's the shepherd alone who settles the flock and delivers her from tension and friction and fighting by working in us humility and pointing us to him. Our good shepherd provides us with rest by delivering us from our diseases and our injuries. It takes a caring shepherd to bind up the broken leg of a sheep. It takes a caring shepherd to seek to eradicate from the flock any kind of disease or parasite, to drive away the flies and all the other bugs, to make sure that the sheep drink out of clean water and eat what is only good for them. Our shepherd cares for us, binding up our wounds and healing us. And that's the power of his saving work at the cross, which delivers us from sin. In Jesus Christ and in his cross, there is deliverance from the guilt of sin. There's deliverance from the awful shame of our sins. There's deliverance from the power of sin and besetting sins. And finally, in glory, there will be deliverance from all of the consequences of sin as well. Our Savior supplies us with rest by delivering us from hunger and from thirst, and by satisfying us. And he satisfies us with himself. We can speak of how he satisfies us through the preaching of the gospel and through the sacraments, the sacrament of the Lord's Supper in particular, which is absolutely true, but in the end, what he satisfies us with is with himself. The only thing that will fill that aching hunger and that will satisfy that slaking thirst is Christ himself. Christ brings us to feed on him every day of our earthly life. Leads us to himself to be satisfied in him, and then we rest. We have peace, soul, we have quietness and tranquility, renewed strength to continue on, all in our Savior and our Shepherd. And what a blessing and a joy that is. What a blessing and a joy to know rest, peace, quietness of soul when the world around us is in turmoil, and when we know even the turmoil of our own souls on account of sin and account of struggle, to be brought to rest. Quietness, peace. A blessing is ours in Christ. blessing we know and enjoy chiefly through the preaching of the gospel. And as we receive the gospel by faith, we rest in Christ and have peace in our souls. And we taste that as well as we gather around the table of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. They're signified and sealed to us this morning in the sacrament that Christ is all in all, and that not just today, but every day of our life, we're satisfied in Him. As the bread and the wine indicate that satisfaction of physical hunger and thirst, so we're directed to our Savior Jesus Christ, in whom alone is satisfaction and rest and peace. And that's something that we know and are confident of personally. Passage does not say that He maketh the elect believer to lie down in green pastures, and He leadeth the elect believer beside the still waters. Though that's absolutely true, it's only of the elect believer who knows and tastes of this. But the language is personal. He makes me lie down and He leads me beside the still waters. I know peace and rest in my shepherd, Jesus Christ. The sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that's sealed to us, and that confidence is confirmed. It's one of the great purposes of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper to strengthen us in that personal confidence of faith that I belong to Christ, that I partake of rest and peace in Him. We're weary, worn out, discouraged. Where will we turn for rest and peace of soul? In faith, rest alone in the Good Shepherd. In Him alone there is rest and peace for your souls. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy great goodness to us. Thou hast revealed that in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thankful for the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed to us now. Thankful for the sacrament whereby there is sealed to us the truth of the gospel. Strengthen us, Father. Forgive us our sins. Receive us as worthy partakers to the table of the Lord Jesus Christ. Send us away with Thy blessing, with rest and peace in our souls. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.
We pray that you were edified by the preaching of the gospel today. Please join us for worship if you are ever in the area. For more information about our church, beliefs, or worship times, please visit our website at prccrete.org.